Hugh Neff won the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest in 2012 and 2016, but has not run a Quest race since being banned for a year for poor dog care in the 2018 race. Neff unsuccessfully appealed an official finding that faulted him in part for the death of one of his dogs. But more than 2 years later, he says he harbors no ill will toward the race his wife Olivia's grandfather, the late Leroy Shank, helped found.
A big part of why I'm doing the race this year is to honor Leroy, and I'll be carrying some of his ashes and spreading them on the trail as we're going over the mountains.
Part of Neff's 2018 censure requires him to race the 300-miler before being allowed to enter the 1,000-mile event again. Neff says this past year has given him perspective on dog racing.
I realized that there's other mushers that have been in other situations a lot worse than what I've had to go through. So for guys like, you know, my good buddy Lance Mackey, what he's going through right now, it's a lot more about the love that you can see in what you're doing instead of, you know, trying to always start little squabbles with people. It just, and that's not what dog mushing should be about, and that's definitely not what, you know, the dogs need either.
Normally held alongside the 1,000-mile race, the shorter 300-miler will be the main and only Quest event in February 2021 due to the pandemic and U.S.-Canada border crossing restrictions. Neff is one of over 20 mushers who have so far signed up for the 300-mile Alaska side race, which has been renamed the Summit Quest because it includes the arduous climbs over Rosebud and Eagle Summits. Many of the other names on the roster so far are lesser-known Quest newcomers.
Really excited to see a lot of new names.
Summit Quest race marshal Doug Grillo says the trail will be nearly the same as past Quest 300-milers, run out of Fairbanks with checkpoints at Two Rivers, Mile 101, Central, and Circle, then turning back and finishing in Central. Grillo says the race rules have been changed to bump up minimum required rest to 22 hours along the way.
The rules committee wanted to give it a shot this year and improve dog care, which we were all for. So that's the only major change that you're going to see this year, is there is a lot more rest built, mandatory rest built into the race.
Grillo says the remote nature of mushing and the race route provide natural social distancing.
We're fortunate that we've got quite a bit of room at most of our checkpoints, so we will be able to get, you know, quite a bit of separation.
Grillo says there's no current plan to require mushers to take a COVID test prior to the February 13th start, but adds that could change depending on pandemic conditions in February.
It's 4 months off and everything's obviously in a state of flux. All these things are being discussed.
Grillo says the sum of entry fees will make up the purse, noting that if the race has to be canceled for any reason, all entry fees will be returned to the mushers. Mushers can sign up for the Summit Quest 300 until February 11th, but the entry fee increases from $500 to $600 on November 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.